Great friend to Jane, and especially me, wink, wink, Andy Kim. And Fleetwood Mac in there, too, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Let's talk about this too-hot-to-handle Toronto real estate market. Interest rates going up, so are gas prices, food bills. How do you, or how do your kids maybe, you know, your millennials, save for their first home? And is it a pipe dream to even think that home ownership in Toronto is attainable? My guest is Toronto real estate expert and longtime Toronto realtor, Frank Leo. Great to have you on the Morning Zoom, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's start with a brand new report from the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board. Home sales in April dropped by 41% over last year at this time. What's going on?
Well, I mean, that's a very important number. Last year was a record year. So, I mean, you can't really look at that as an average year, and so coming down from last year is probably expected. What's more relevant is that probably sales have come down from last month, and that is because there are those factors that you just mentioned, the interest rates and the gas prices, et cetera. So there's a little bit of calming of the market, and that's great because more inventory has come into the market, and that's better for buyers, but it is still a seller's market.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So the Toronto Real Estate Board also reporting that the average home price in Toronto has dropped, but don't get excited because 1.2 million is the number now from 1.3 million in March. So it's still so unaffordable for most families. What can, not even a young family do, but what can families do to actually get into the market?
Well, I mean, getting into the market, we find that young people are resourceful and you know, there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment in the sense that maybe they can't get as big a home as they would want initially. They have to start off as something smaller and move their way up. Getting some help from your parents or co-ownership with another, you know, family member or a friend, that's some of the tools that are being used today.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm looking to sell my home, do I have to invest some money in it before I sell it? Say I've been living in my home 20 years and I'm ready to downsize. Do you recommend to your clients that they perhaps spend a little money to make a little more money?
Well, every case is different. It depends on the property. I mean, sometimes people are watching these HGTV shows where they're always renovating and fixing. The reality is that most homes are fine the way they are if it's well maintained. If there is a problem, you know, that is evident, that should be fixed. But for the most part, a home is sold in the condition that it's in because, you know, it's renovating a property doesn't always get you the money. Sometimes you don't get as much money back. And also the time that it takes to do the work, the market may change, and that may hurt you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are there properties in Toronto? Because there's this whole construction workers strike that's happening right now, too. So 15,000 residential home builders have walked off the job. So already supply is low, and now we're dealing with this, too.
Yes, this is going to affect the market if it continues for a long time. It's only started. I hope it settles very quickly. But one of the things that we can tell you is that there isn't enough product or homes available, and so we need as many as possible coming online.
Mm-hmm, of course, and that, again, that speaks to the seller, right? Because the fewer the homes, the better it is for the seller who can sort of wait it out and go for the best bid in these bidding wars that have been going on, and whether or not blind bidding continues, that's got to be a topic that you're discussing, too, with your people and your clients.
Absolutely. I mean, the sellers, I mean, have worked very hard for their homes, and it's a big part of their retirement for many sellers, and so getting the most out of their home is very important for them, and it would be for me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank, it was great hearing your voice. It's been a while. Loved having you on the show.
Thank you for the invite.
Mm-hmm. Toronto real estate expert and longtime Toronto realtor, Frank Leo. Thanks again.